My car hit 90,000 miles on my way into work this morning, and I was 6 miles away, and I told myself, do not forget. Do not forget, because I wanted to film the odometer changing.
And you forgot?
I forgot.
Oh, no.
I saw it when I got to work. I was at 90,007 miles. So that means I have one major milestone, like, distance left.
I have a question about that.
Yeah.
Will you run your car, is the plan to run your car to 100,000 miles?
Oh, yeah. I'll hit that probably before mid next year.
You think?
Yeah.
From 90 to 100?
Yeah, I drive it all the time.
You do not put on 100, or wait, yeah, I guess that's
10,000.
Yeah, 10,000.
Yeah, I guess you would. Oh, easily. Then. Yeah.
Easy. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But honestly, I think it's, and I don't care about cars. That's the last thing in this world that I care about. It's like, I will drive a crap piece of car. I drive a Hyundai Sonata. Okay. I mean, nothing against Hyundai Sonatas. Hey, I love Hyundais.
Cute
and
Hyundais.
They last. That's one of the reasons why I love my car.
Don't they have a good
warranty? They do. They have a great warranty.
Is this a Hyundai Sonata?
I know.
Years or 100,000 mile warranty, and it's been awesome. And I have very few issues with it, if at all. However, my seat is starting to wear down, and I think that is what's like hurting my back. You know,
it's not as supportive.
Yeah, I think I've like worn out. So I bought this like wedge for my seat that I'm now sitting on, which just like, feels weird.
That's old man.
It is old
man.
Isn't
it, Kyle?
It is exactly old man.
It's like old man.
But I think I need one to like kind of go up the back as well.
Oh, so you get like an arch, like a lower back support.
So I may end up buying another one, which I'll look even more like an old man. Then I'll start wearing suspenders. And
I think they have... I think they have those that cover the whole seat. Like they can go over your headrest.
They do. I didn't get one just because one, they're kind of expensive, but also like I didn't think I needed it.
You can get one with seat heaters if you're crazy.
I could.
I got seat heaters. Those are a savior this time of year.
Right? But you'd have to plug it in, right? You'd have to plug it into like
you just leave it plugged in though.
Yeah, I just don't have to deal with like the wires in my car and stuff. I already think it's tacky just having the wedge on my seat. I'm like, I don't want my car to look.
Oh, you're saying you're going to get a wedge with a seat heater. Is that what you're saying?
No, she's saying get the one that goes over the whole back of the seat.
Oh, no.
With the seat.
Just buy a car that has a seat heater.
I know. I need to. Well, so that's why I'm thinking about getting another car. And we have not even begun talking about it. But Mare always says, if we have a third, she's like, I'm getting another car.
Yeah.
Which I'm like, oh, great.
Have you ever thought about going to Woody Buick GMC?
You know, Woody Buick GMC, you mean in Naperville and Gurnee?
Yes, the very same ones.
Yeah, no, I have. I think about Woody almost every morning, mainly because we come to you from our Woody Buick GMC US 99 studios.
Do you know which best car that I like from Buicks?
What's that?
The Buick
Enclave.
Enclave, yeah. Those are the bigger ones. And then I think the Encore is the smaller one. Is that right?
I think so.
And they're both, they're some good looking
Enclave
cars.
Enclave sounds like a donut.
Ooh, I would eat an Enclave.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would. It probably has a little cream in the
middle. Yeah, you go to Dunkin'. Hey, can I get a large black coffee?
A Long John.
Long John, maybe two of those Enclaves.
Yeah.
And I'll make
do,
it three.
And
make
do
it
one
three
birthday
enclaves.
Cake.
Yeah. Actually, take away the birthday cake. Let's add another Enclave onto that bad boy.
That's what we call an encore to an Enclave.
Can I get the encore Enclave?
Also, I'm pretty sure big listener of, in fact, probably number one listener for this podcast, Don Roberts, my father-in-law, he either drove or currently drives a Buick Enclave.
Mm-hmm. My babysitter does.
You have a babysitter.
Who's
congratulations.
Babysitting you, Mel? you can't stay home alone.
My ex-babysitter. No,
you can't stay home alone
Porter's
on your own?
Babysitter.
Yeah, no, yeah, for sure.
Ingar, I talk about Ingar all the time. She's got a Buick.
She won't let me stay up past 9, which I think is pretty unfair.
I've been
in the house for my mom for years, and I still have a babysitter putting me to sleep every night.
I wish. Wouldn't that be so cool to have somebody tucking you in?
No.
That'd be so fun.
Maybe.
Turning off all the lights for you.
Maybe.
Saying goodnight.
Wait, let me think
hug.
About this. Let me think about this.
So you're talking about somebody you're talking about being in a relationship.
No. Does your wife tuck you in?
She says goodnight to me every night and she turns off the lights the majority of the time.
See, my wife doesn't even do that. Just wait till you've been married 13 years.
We've been, actually, today is Haley and I's dating anniversary, 13 years together.
Oh, wow. Okay, so you've been together.
Lucky number 13.
I think when I tuck Kennedy in, I wrap her up like a little burrito. That's what I say. And
don't like that.
She likes that. She likes getting like. I think I would like that too. I don't know if I would like someone being in my bedroom every night though. I need my space. I need Tom from MySpace to tuck me in. No, I need like my own. I don't know if I'd like someone like tucking me in, like just the act of getting close to me right before bed.
What's wrong with you? You still like anti-touch or something right now?
A little bit, maybe.
Since when?
Now, is this a person I know or is it like a babysitter?
Like, well, you would get to know a babysitter.
Yeah, see, I don't know. I don't know if I'd feel comfortable with that. Are they hot?
You get used to it. I'm just kidding. You want them to be.
No, I
are they hot?
If Meredith did it, I think I would. I mean, I guess if Meredith did it, I would love it.
See?
But if it was anyone else, I don't know if I would love it.
It's like someone taking care of you when you're sick.
Like if you tucked me in, I swear I would not come into work the next morning.
If I was tucking you in, I would wrap you so tight in that little burrito, you wouldn't be able to get out.
And then she would put the pillow over my face.
And then I'd be saying, stop breathing.
She'd be like, go to sleep. Go to sleep. Go to sleep forever.
And put on some lullaby music. Yeah. Good night, Austin.
Yeah. And then she'd do that evil laugh. Gosh. Oh, speaking of putting Kennedy to sleep. So remember the other day, leading into the show?
You put her in a sleeper hold?
Yeah. Speaking of smothering someone in their bed. Do you remember the other day when I brought up the fact, I was like, I think I need Botox and, you know, yeah. Because Kennedy was making a joke about the wrinkles in my forehead.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, I want to do that thing. And she pointed to my forehead.
Yeah.
And I was like,
what thing?
And she's like, the thing with your forehead, Dada. And I was like, oh, you mean my wrinkles? She goes, yeah, I want to see your wrinkles. So I started like making like expressions with my face again. Mm-hmm. And then she's like, let me smooth them out. And then she would like, you know, rub her hand on my
forehead. She's going to be such a girl. Oh, she's going to like love skincare.
Yeah, she's gonna
I can already
Botox
tell.
Doctor.
Yeah, she's going to be a mean girl. What's up with your face over there, weirdo?
Yeah, but she goes, let me smooth out your nipples.
What?
And I go, what?
Shut up.
I go, what?
She didn't say that.
I swear to you. I go, I'm sorry, what? And she goes, let me smooth out your nipples, Dada. And I go, no. I go, no, you're not doing that.
How do you smooth out nipples anyway?
Yeah, just asking for a friend.
Well, no, turns out she was referring to my wrinkles. She called them nipples. Like she thought nipples was the word for wrinkles.
Oh, that actually makes me feel a little bit better. I thought that was a little weird.
Even after I knew what she was talking about, I was still like, no, they're wrinkles.
Say it right.
Stop.
Stop going to class and saying you saw daddy's nipples.
You're making me arm more uncomfortable than I'd be if Melissa was here tucking me in. The wrinkles, Kennedy. Wrinkles. Uh-huh. Wrinkles. Say it with me.
She'll get it.
We're not going to sleep till you say it right. Wrinkles. And then she's like, your nipples, Dada. And I was like, okay, this is too much.
You should have just shown her the nipples.
No, you know who knows
and
the
word. And then pointed at, this is nipples, and then pointed at your forehead and said, this is wrinkles.
You know
so
who,
you can show her the
you
difference.
You know who not only knows the word nipples, but loves the word nipples?
Who's that?
My daughter, Blair.
Really?
My
2-year-old daughter,
nipples?
Blair. She's like,
that's weird.
If I'm holding her and like my shirt's off or something, she'll point to my nipples and give a big smile. And I go, my nipples? She goes, yeah.
Why do your kids know so much about nipples?
Because
that freaked me out.
We can talk about nipples on the air. Bill's trying to get us fired.
I know what to get these guys out of here.
Why do your kids know so much about nipples?
I
don't think Porter knew the word nipples until God knows when. It definitely wasn't.
Well, first of all, I want my children to be anatomically correct. Okay, so my daughter was like pointing to them at one point. I go, those aren't okay. We'll learn areolas when we get to areolas. Okay. She'll point to them, and I go, those are my nipples. Those are my nipples. And then she points to my belly button. And I go, that's my belly button. And so she's learning, but now all she does is point to my nipples and my belly button. And she loves it. It's like a game for her.
We're
and then she'll point to her own nipples.
We're getting a
and
lot of text messages saying, why are you guys talking about Austin's nipples?
Why are we getting text messages?
I'm just kidding.
How are people listening to this in real time? It's a podcast.
Austin, Kyle loves nipples, so I don't know why he's not chiming in on this whole thing.
I also
don't know what you're talking about.
I also want, I refer to my kids' private parts as their vaginas, and my, and they
already?
Say,
already?
And Kennedy goes, why don't you have a vagina? I said, because I have a penis. I want them to be anatomically correct. And what is wrong with those words? Those are the scientific names.
I know,
for the-
but I didn't say penis to Porter. I called it his pee-pee.
That's, yeah, well, that's just a woman. I feel like women
truly
are very uncomfortable with the word penis.
This is a weird conversation. I don't like any,
it, look,
anything.
I will admit, yes, hand raised, it is a weird conversation, but it is a conversation that needs to be had. Well, I feel like women are scared of the word penis. In fact, if my mother-in-law is listening to this, she's already turned it off. She will not let me say penis in their house, which makes me want to say it even more.
She won't let you say the word penis?
If I say penis or nipples, same thing, in their house, or and I think panties is on the list as well. She goes, ah, no, we do not say that in here. And I'm like, and then I just look at Dawn, and Dawn just has the most saddest puppy dog eyes, and is like,
I've been wanting to say penis for years.
I haven't been able to refer to my own body parts since the girls have been born.
Can he peace. Say pee-pee?
I don't know. I don't know what
dirty
they say.
Talk in their house is weird.
I don't know what they say in relation to it.
Hey.
Maybe they don't.
Somebody's got a pee-pee.
Although, have we talked about Meredith's pillow talk?
Oh, no. This is getting weird.
No, no, no.
You brought this up before. You said that she doesn't know how to do it.
She is the worst pillow talker I have ever met in my life.
So, in other words, what you mean by that is when you guys go to bed and you're laying there before you go to sleep, she doesn't know how to make conversation.
Not even just,
right?
Not even just before we're going to sleep. Like, if we're, like, laying down and starting to, like...
Okay, that might... It's too much.
But, like,
you understand where I'm
going with it, though, right?
Like, you don't talk with that anyway.
No, like, you like, if you're just laying there, like, yeah, you'll have conversation, and then, you know, next thing you know, like, maybe, like... You know, you start to talk softer and like, you know how to pillow talk, Melissa, right?
Kyle, I'm like kind of weirding out.
Wait,
right now.
Just stop. Can we have an adult conversation, please? I feel like I'm talking to like kids in sex ed right now.
I mean, you kind of
feel
are.
Like you're too
open?
No, like inappropriate?
How is it inappropriate? Everyone does
I don't
it.
I need to know about you, what you guys
I'm
talk
not
about leading
telling
up
telling you
to
what
the
we talk
sex?
About, but I'm saying you guys know what pillow talk is, right? Like,
yes.
And you have conversation before you get intimate. It's not like you just walk into a room and you're like Charlie Chaplin and then go to town. No, you have you talk. And so in those moments, Meredith always picks the worst topics to talk about.
She's like, did you ever think about the fact there was a lot of bankers on the Titanic?
Yeah, right. She'll like bring up our kids, and I'm like, I don't want to hear about our kids right before, you know, or like
the grocery list.
Yeah, or like literally, and I'm not joking. I thought this was only
done
in movies.
You know the real story how they get diamonds made in South Africa? What?
I thought this was only done in movies. That's something Mary would bring up. We had Christmas carolers in Elmhurst. Coming down our street singing Christmas. I thought this was only in the movies. I didn't think Christmas carols were a real thing.
I wish more people would do that.
Since Charles Dickens' days, okay? But we had a group of Christmas carolers coming down our street. You could hear them. I was like, "What do we have carolers?" Sure enough, we get quiet and we walk out. Yeah, sure enough, we have carolers. I'd be remiss if I did not say Meredith brought that up right before, you know. Going to
hey.
Intimateville.
Intimateville.
Yeah, population
two. Are there carolers in Intimateville?
Well, no, that's the thing. That's a good question. I feel like it was just like weird. I'm like, why are you bringing them up right now? I do not want to think about that. Like before we do.
And then
anything.
What does she say? What's her response?
She knows she's awkward. She knows she's awkward. And like you, at this point, you think like, oh, she's leaning into it. She's trying to be awkward, but she's not. She's just, I love my wife with all my heart. She is just the most awkward human being I think I've ever met in my life.
You got to counter weird with weird. Like there's only one way to do this, and it's being weirder than her.
What's your favorite Gary Busey film?
Yeah, no, that's a great start. Like... You just go from the, like, you got to get weird with it.
Well, to do a sexual twist to it.
Yeah, like, oh,
so
hey,
what do you think those carolers look like without their clothes on?
Oh, hello.
That's what I mean. So
see?
The caroler kind,
hey,
then you go
how
into that.
Deep do you think Lake Michigan is?
Yeah. Did you ever see...
Speaking of deep.
What did you think of Pierce Brosnan's performance in Dante's Peak?
And speaking of peak.
Speaking of peaks.
Let me take a peek. Let me take a Dante's
hey,
peak.
Speaking of, peekaboo. Peekaboo. Let me tell you about this Lifetime original movie about this kid who gets addicted to
oh
porn.
Oh my gosh.
That sets the mood real quick.
You like want to watch it? She'll be like, send you down to the couch to watch it by yourself.
Can I just tell you, Don is going to be freaked out at this podcast.
No,
Don.
Yeah, Don, our number one listener, is finding out that not only can he not say penis.
Well,
or
no,
vagina.
He knows he can't say penis. He knows that's a rule.
He knows how his daughter talks. In Intimateville.
Ew, he is going to be so grossed
welcome
out.
Welcome to Intimateville.
Population 2.
Sometimes 1.
Yeah. Well, it will be nice spending Christmas with that side of the family this year.
Oh, my gosh.
Why'd you talk about this? You knew you were going to see them.
Also, maybe now your mother-in-law won't buy you underwear.
No, maybe. Just start being Christmas like, thanks for the panties.
Yeah, I don't think, because I think that's another word on her list.
Yeah, just start saying it. Again.
Thanks for my panties. They'll feel great on my penis.
And then the next day you come downstairs, guess which panties I'm wearing?
And then Blair goes, nipples,
nipples. Look at daddy's nipples.
Oh, Merry Christmas. What are we calling this podcast? Penis and Pillow Talk?
It's Intimateville Population Nipples.